the question was asked is manipulating, psychological manipulation, is it wrong in the Torah? So that's a broad term that needs to be defined. I'm saying when you're haggling with a person, you're also using psychology. Is that called manipulation? When you're arguing with your kids, is that called manipulation? And sometimes using street smarts can be called manipulation. It says there was once an unlearned woman who the rabbis thought cheated on her husband. So they didn't want her to die and to give her the waters of Sota waters. So they faked it. They took a cup and they started putting in colored water. And they said, oh no, you're going to drink this and you're going to die. Are you sure you didn't cheat on your husband? And when they came to give it their drink, she said, never mind. No. The rabbis were pretty sure that she had cheated on her husband. But they didn't want to erase God's name because it seemed so obvious to them. You have the same story. There was once a very big chacham. He was a young judge, and two women came before him arguing whose baby it would be. And he knew very clearly whose baby it would be. Yet he could prove it from their wording who was the true mother. What did he do? He said, bring me a sword. I'll cut the baby in half. And then everyone, oh, you figured it out. So everyone saw who was right, but he knew it before they spoke. And he illustrated it. If you look closely at his wording, he illustrated from the onset that he knows who's the true mother. And there are countless stories like that where the court will try to outsmart someone to get to the truth without, my son comes to me and says, and I think he's eaten sweets in the morning. So I say, open your mouth. The kid says, I didn't eat any sweets. And I say, I think you did. And the kid says, no, I didn't. And I say, could you open your mouth? Can I look into your stomach? And the kid goes, right? So is that manipulation? I'm saying, so the kid, I say, I'm just going to look in your stomach, right? And the kid shuts his mouth. Now, sometimes I'm saying, you have to define. The word manipulation has negative connotations. But in many circumstances, you could get much further and without doing harm. By outsmarting the person. There was a woman who came to the courts and said that she was divorced, so she should be allowed to remarry. Now, if a woman doesn't have a legal divorce, then she has to get one. She said, no, I was divorced. So the rabbis asked her, did a court oversee your divorce? Yes, a court oversaw my divorce. Did you have two kosher witnesses? Yes. Did a scribe come and write the get? Yes. Did they question you and ensure you got the name right? Yes. Every question they asked, she said yes. So they got the feeling that she's just pulling their leg. So the head rabbi of the court sat there like this. He said, you know, when you got married, so your husband walked around, you walked around your husband seven times, right? That's what in Ashkenazi weddings, the woman walks around her husband seven times whatever. It's not clear why we have that custom, but that's our custom. So the rabbi says to her, you know, when it came time to get divorced, just before he gave you the get, did the court take you and walk you backwards to undo that, to walk backwards around your husband seven times? So she says, yeah, sure. Now there's no such custom, never happened, right? So so he outsmarted her, and then like that he was able to see that she was lying with her story. So it's hard to say. In general, we have the concept of gnevat dat. Don't try to missile other people. If you were going out to take out the garbage and someone came and you say, oh, I was just coming out to greet you. Your neighbor is on his way in and you hear him muttering to his son, that steak was delicious. And as he walks into your front door, you take an empty can of ice cream and you say, can I offer you some wonderful milchig ice cream? And he goes, no, I'm fleishig. Now you had nothing in there anyways, but you're going to make him feel good. Tonight you're going to have a seum, so you open a bottle of wine and you tell him, in your honor, so nice that you came. But you know it's not in his honor. You're doing it because you have to use that wine for tonight's seum. So that's called gnevas das. You're not supposed to missile a person. That's called you've stolen his perception. He thinks something that's fallacious. You've caused him to think something fallacious. So we do have that concept. The balance is always the question.